about punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, excuse me. Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sarah America. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Let's check out some temperatures real quick. We got a lot to do on the show today. Brandon will be on here in about 10 minutes, and you know him and me can gab forever. So let's get on with the show. 87 at Hollis. 87 at Hobart. You guys are the hot spots in the state. But up there in Buffalo, it's 66, 20 degrees different between north and south. 72 at Sealing, 69. May Ranch must be down because it's not up. At Medford, 69, 68 at Beaver. Out here in the Panhandle, let's see what's happening. 72 at Lipscomb, 76 at Miami, 85 at Wellington, and 78 at Odell. So anyway, guess what? There's frost and freeze warnings out for tonight. Mainly the freeze warnings are north of I-40 or right along it. And then south of it, covering most of all southwestern Oklahoma and around Chickasha, we'll have frost warnings out tonight. So we'll see. It is that time of the year. It is October the 15th. So, and we're not too far from our normal freeze and frost. So it's right on track. So that myth of a first major cold front to come through, it'd be 6 weeks to the freeze. Well, it was way off this year. It's been 10 weeks since we had that major cold front. So that myth's way off. Anyway, there's still a chance of rain coming up this weekend, so keep your fingers crossed, and it'll be a full moon. If it does rain Friday or Saturday, within a day or two, give or take, either way, the last three full moons, we've got to rain. So if it happens this Saturday, guess what? That'll be four full moons in a row. So we'll see what happens. Start the show off with a huge thank you. Matter of fact, when Trent Britton with TTS sent me that video this morning and I watched it, it kind of made my eyes water a little bit. But anyway, this morning, all the stuff that people have donated out here in Western Oklahoma and Texas Panhandle was sent up to Oklahoma City or to Newcastle to the TTS yard this morning. They left out of there this morning, headed to North Carolina, and 250,000 pounds of donated product, water, sleeping bags, candles, flashlights, just baby diapers, on and on. There's too much to talk about there. Anyway, worth a little over $500,000 headed up there to North Carolina this morning. They left out about, I think 8:30, 9 o'clock out of Newcastle, so they're heading there. Thank you so much, TTS and Cud Pressure Control, for taking this job on and getting all these donations. And we're not done. Trent's not done. TTS is not done. We're not done. So if you have any donations, they're going to make as many trips as product keeps coming in. And don't need money. We just need money. I posted it on KCO's Facebook page of items needed and stuff. So please show, if you have some extra laying around, some extra money, go buy some stuff, take it by there, diapers, the whole nine yards. But thank you so much, TTS and Cud, for taking this role on, and they still need it. I got friends in North Carolina, and it's bad. It is really bad. This is not good, and it's sad that the cold weather's moving in, but it's just a bad, bad, bad situation with what the flood's done from Hurricane Helene. So, like I said, again, if you have it in your heart to donate product, they don't need money. They need items taken by any TTS or Cud Pressure Control yard. Any. they'll take it. They'll make sure it gets to North Carolina. Pretty moving. The Oklahoma Highway Patrol were leading them out this morning on that convoy. So that's a pretty good deal. Well, since we got a lot going on today, today is Hay Day Tuesdays, brought to you by the Great Plains Bank. Text in 580-225-9697. If you can't text, just call in here. Surely one of the ladies up front will write it down for you and bring it to me. But if you're selling hay, I need to know what kind of hay it is, what you're selling it for, by the ton, by the bale, if it's tested or not, can you load or not, what area are you at? Are you in Woodward County, in Beckham County, in Harmon? Just let us know all those items. If you're looking for some, same thing. Text it in, 580-225-9697, and we'll find you some hay. Maybe somebody out there's got some for sale if they hear your deal. We're gonna get with this thing, because I know hay season, people are taking their inventories here pretty quick and like, oh, crap, I need some hay. Stick with me. This Hay Day Tuesday is going to work really well. And again, thanks Great Plains Bank for sponsoring this. And hey, farmers, ranchers, if you got hay for sale, this is free. Great Plains is playing for this. So if this is free, if you got hay to advertise, go with there. All right, let's go ahead and do the Lipscomb Dealerships Ag Grain Market Update. It doesn't look good. That's all I can tell you. The board looks like it's, no, I'm not going to say that, or Jimmy Boyette's going to accuse me of cussing. The board stinks today. How's that? December corn, 403, down 5.25. March, 418, down 6. Soybeans for November, 989, down 6.5. January's 1002, down 9.25. Soybean meal, December, 311.30, down 4. January, 310.90, down 420. I wanted to say 4.25, but that's not right. Soybean oil looks like it's the only thing positive today. December oil, 42.49. Up 59, and January's 42.41, up 45. Hard red winter wheat, December 584, down 5.5. March is 6 even, down 5.75. Cotton for December 70.67, down 36. West Texas intermediate crude oil, November 70.16, down 367. December 69.60, down 364. Natural gas, actually first time it's been in the green in a while. November's at 253, up 4. The NASDAQ, SP, Dow are all in the red today. And let's see what live cattle are doing. October lives, 186.65, down 160. December, 186.32. They hadn't updated this in about an hour. I wonder what's going on with that. I just noticed that. And then we got October feeders, 247.17, down 195. November, 246.72, down 285. December lean hogs, 75.77, down 2. And February, 79.90, up 7. And April's unchanged at 84.25. And we got that. How about that? All right. Today is the Stockman's Vet Happy Hour. And matter of fact, speaking of that, Dr. Taylor just Snapchatted me. I dropped sister off, my pup, and she about tore her dew claw plumb off. And day before yesterday, she jumped off the Ranger. I don't know what she did. I don't know how she done it, but I know it hurt. Matter of fact, she got a little aggressive with the bird dog because the bird dog wanted to wrestle and must have hit her dew claw, and she had her by the throat, and I had to get her loose. Anyway, she's feeling a little ornery. That dew claw it had to hurt. That's all I could say. That's like tearing your fingernail off. Anyway, it is Stockman's Vet Happy Hour, all hour. And then also, lots of things going on with Paragon TV. First of all, Thursday. Everything's Thursday. Big Elk TV will be holding the 4A State Softball Championship Round 1 at noon. Weatherford versus Elk City at Devon Park in Oklahoma City. Good luck to both teams, especially Elk City, since I'm from here. But anyway, good luck to both teams. Also on Big Elk TV the same day, October 17th, Thursday at 7 p.m., Elk City will be at Douglas taking them on in high school football. And then Hinton's coming to Merritt Thursday also. A lot of football and stuff going, a lot of sports going on at 7 o'clock. And you can watch that on Paragon TV, Hinton at Merritt at 7 o'clock. So lots of things going on Paragon TV this week. So, all right. Let's see what else we need to cover before I go to break and get Brandon on here. I think that's it, about it for right now. So anyway, again, it's Heyday Tuesdays brought to you by Great Plains Bank. It's free advertising for people wanting to sell hay or even buy hay. 580-225-9697. Type of hay, how much you want. Is it by the ton, by the bale? Has it been tested? Can you load it? And where's it at? Pretty simple stuff. Take advantage of this, guys. Free advertising. Brought to you by the Great Plains Bank here in Western Oklahoma. Be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Is your cattle mineral investment being washed away? Weather can cause conventional mineral to absorb water and blow away. Simply put, your cows probably aren't eating it. That's why Purina created Wind and Rain Storm Mineral, a weatherized mineral that can stand up to the elements. Its larger particle size makes it harder to blow away and easier for water to pass through it. Keep money in your pocket. Contact Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City today.
From pump to pivot, Valley Water Experts can provide efficient turnkey pumping solutions for large or small operations. From identifying a source to remote management, Valley Water Experts have you covered with the most efficient and cost-effective solutions for all your water management challenges. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. That's Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
That life insurance that I have on myself, it's not for me. It's for my wife, that she doesn't have to sell the home. She doesn't have to go worry about how am I going to make this car payment? How am I going to come up with the cost out of pocket to pay this funeral? Because, you know, that's an expensive cost. And it's a cost that you're going to have. If you had a machine in your garage that made money, it was a money-making machine. You went out every day and you flipped the switch on that machine and it generated money to pay your bills. Would you insure that machine? I've never had anybody say no. Sure they would. Well, you are that machine. You flip your switch on every morning when you get up. You flip your switch on when you go to work. But yet we don't insure ourselves. It doesn't make any sense to me. Hey, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
We do a ton of wholesale work with your mechanic shops, but it's also the DIY guy that has Saturday afternoon off. He comes in Saturday morning, picks up his stuff, and works on his pickup. It's a wide range of people. It can vary from the biggest shop in town to the smallest shop in town to your guy that works in his garage on the weekend.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes here. I'm speaking with Kent Watkins, owner of SEI Agritech in Elk City. Kent, what's going on this time of year at SEI?
Well, Ron, we are booking seed for fall pasture. We have triticale, rye, hairy vetch, and radishes, which will make great pasture for this winter. And we also have winter cattle cube contracts available.
Thank you, Kent. For more information, give Kent a call, 580-225-0317. SEI Agritech, 1400 South Randall in Elk City.
XIT Auctions will be selling 335 acres of Greer County land Wednesday, October the 16th at Great Plains Bank in Mangum, Oklahoma. For all the details, go to XITauctions.com or call me, Aubrey Latham, 393-4440. 260-acre tracts with new steel fences, rural water, and much more, and a small 12-acre tract with a good steel lock fence. 393-4440 or xitauctions.com. XIT Auctions, ready to work for you.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, well, my West Texas mezzanette is down for some reason. So I'm just going to tell you that it's 76 degrees in Miami, Texas. That's all I know is going on. Something's going on there. Before I get to Mr. Brandon Hickey with the Elk City and Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, I got some tickets to give away. I'm going to take the first, I got a lot of them to give away. I'm going to take the first 8 right correct answers on this deal. And Sugar Creek Casino coming up this Thursday. That's not Friday, Thursday night, October 17th, Ty Herndon with Jamie O'Neill will be there. That'll be a really good concert. So if you want to go, text in the correct answer to the question I got coming up and your name. If you just want to play, don't put your name in there, please. All right. Anyway, I think Brandon can help me out with this question here. Brandon, my question is what's the difference between a bull and a steer?
You don't want me to answer that on the air, right?
Right, I don't. So anyway, the first 8 people to text in the correct answer with their name, they win a pair of tickets to go see Ty Herndon and Jamie O'Neill. It's a pretty good concert there. Too bad I got work to do. Yeah. So anyway, how's Mr. Hickey today?
I am great.
You've had a busy last 4 days.
Aaron and I, we're a little bit tired, but most sale barn owners, especially sale barn owners with 2 sale barns, get that way in the month of October. We're doing really good.
All right, well, good deal. Well, Elk City, I come by there, had me the special, and it was actually pretty good. The green beans didn't have enough butter on them, and I did tell her but that's all I said. And so anyway, but the pork chops were really good.
Did you remember to greet her with the holy kiss?
No, I'm not going to repeat what I said. So anyway, and then I was digging peanuts Sunday, so I missed church, but my wife come home and told me, that lady's not happy with you, Jimmy. So probably a good thing I didn't go to church. So anyway, hey, what a sale! What I seen was really good. You had how many cows did you have?
I didn't know if I ever got the total count. We was over 600 for sure.
So anyway, those pairs that came from up north down there, they was pretty nice looking.
They were, and they sold really good, especially those 3-in-1 packages, up to $32.50 for them bred back pairs. Really, really good market on them, and the ones that were checked open. I mean, we had really good market on them too. There were lots of buyer interest, lots of buyer activity. It was a long day, but it was a good day. Relatively easy October day for a sale barn owner.
See here, let me go back there. See, 2,901 head.
Yes, sir.
And only 2 of those were mine. So, anyway, and they sold pretty good coming right off the mama. And then, what stood out on the boy side Friday?
Them lightweight boys, again, some of them, up to like 360-250 on them 3 and 4 weight boys. That was probably what stood out the most. But I'll also say that the heavier calves was quite a bit higher than what they had been. We had some more northern activity in there, and those 5 and 6 weight steer calves were higher. Some of those 5 weights up over $3, some of those 650 weight, steer calves, balling steer calves right off the mamas, up over the 240 mark, some of them weighing up 650, 675, bringing in the, low to mid 240s, and all of them leaving the country, unfortunately. They're all going north, but, we're glad to have them buyers in there, buying them calves, especially so we don't have any wheat or for them to eat around here. They're taking them to where they've got feed, and we're hope them guys will get along good with those calves and be back, you know, coming back to buy them next year again too. But that was really good to see, and that kind of in turn kind of pulled the cutter bull market up. Also, the steers being that high, it pulled the cutter bulls up a little bit. Didn't see as much of an increase on the heifer side of it. Not as many buyers, not as many players on the heifers, so they were probably just kind of mostly steady with the prior week. But the steer calves showed a significant jump on all weight classes from 3 to 7 on them steer calves.
So why do you think that it was going on with the heifers right now?
Well, most of the players we've got in the market, they're taking these cattle, putting them on feed, and just, you know, everybody wants to feed a steer. You know, we're sure not seeing, in our part of the country at least, we're sure not seeing any heifer retention. So, you know, with the fancy heifers are just going to more local guys, going into grow yards and whatnot. And you know, our feed cost down here is just not as cheap as what they're getting it up there. So the heifers are kind of staying more around local, but they're just not being able to give as much for the heifers as what them northern guys are. I guess they've just got so much silage and hay and grain up there in northern Kansas, Nebraska, and Iowa that, you know, these calves are looking pretty attractive to them right now. And they're pulling a lot of calves and cows both out of this country right now, and that's really good for us, especially in the situation we're in with, you know, no real pasture prospects.
Yeah, we got some chances of rain coming up this weekend, and further north you go, the better your chance. But, you know, we got 30-40% chance down here, but that's better than nothing. We ain't had no percentage chance look at us here in a few weeks at least. And so,
yes, sir. Yeah, we'll be glad to get it if we can get it. It's not too late yet. We're getting close, but
yeah.
It's not too late yet. But we could, you know, some of the guys that the worms haven't got their wheat could sure still make some grazing.
So. Oh, yeah, man. I was down south the river the other day helping Bradley down there with his peanuts, and right before he started digging, I was shocked at how many grasshoppers are still around, because I'm not seeing any. Crazy.
Yeah, you know, we didn't really have any this week. Really, the last 2 or 3 days is the first time we've had any real cool mornings. I mean, and which is good for you know, sunshine. You know, that we haven't had an early freeze, and doesn't look like we're going to have an early freeze. You know, looks like maybe still going to push that back a ways, but we are finally seeing some fall type weather with cool mornings last 3 or 4 mornings. You know, gosh, here we are middle October before we've really seen any real cool mornings. That's pretty late.
Yeah, and no matter what anybody says, because I'm trying to can all these myths, like the first cold front I was talking about earlier in the show, you know, the first major cold front we get, at 6 weeks to frost. Well, it's been to 10 weeks so far, and we still haven't got a frost yet. So I got that myth out, and I'm just going to tell you guys that these cold mornings, it's going to slow the grasshoppers down. It doesn't kill them. Because for some reason they always come back next year. but it will help with the flies. Oh my God, the flies on the cattle are terrible right now.
Yes, and they'll really start showing up as these mornings get cold, and they're going to hunker down close to them cows' hides, and they'll really look prominent here on these cold mornings now.
Oh yeah. So anyway, so on the let's talk about the cows. You sold Friday, what was it, 172, is that right, or was it more?
We actually ended up with 208 from that one
consignment.
And I think we had 126 of them that we paired up. The rest of them were mostly bred cows. There were a few opens and whatnot that we sorted off and sold, but I believe there was about 126 pairs and 60-some-odd bred cows that we sold off that deal, and they did well. They sold.
Yeah, he ought to be really happy.
Good. Yes, sir.
Yeah, yep. He should be. I mean, I didn't get to see, but I don't know, a dozen or so. I was going to come down there and mess with you, but it looked like he was being serious. And and then Bo Deal, he was buying some, and I said, "Are those second calf heifers you're buying, or what?"
Yeah.
And so, anyway, but that was really good. I bet he's you guys did a good job on that one, by the way. So that was pretty good deal. Well, let's travel east on I-40. What happened yesterday at Western Oklahoma?
I had a good camp run and I had a good yearling run again. You know, the scout sale was those 800-pound heifers. What did it bring? 220? Was it 875 or 229.75? Heifers weighing just over 8. You know, two loads of them there. That was a really good sale. We got to sell some 7-weight steers, yearlings in the low 260s. You know, lots of buyer interest in on these feedlot ready cattle, and again saw more of them than we was expecting to get to see in October. You know, usually it's just lots of calves and some weaned cattle, but again another nice run of yearlings, and the calf deal was really good again. The steer deal was showed more upside than the previous week than the heifers did. The heifers might have been just a tick softer than they were the previous week, but still a good market on them as well. But steer cows, lots of buyers, lots of interest, lots of competition on those steer calves, and then really lots of competition on the feedlot ready cattle.
Yeah, man, that old boy from Hydro ought to be happy with that check he's getting.
Yes, so, sir.
Yeah, yep. 60 head, 964, 227 head. I'd say that's pretty salty.
Yep.
And
yep.
Yeah, you had some big runs in there, big sets in there, heifers too.
Yes. Yep. Yeah. It was a nice sales and really nice cattle, nice yearlings from the Shelton Ranch over there in Clarendon, Texas. He sends us a lot of good ones.
I was just going to ask you who that was.
Yeah. Yeah, he sends us a lot of good ones 4 or 5 times a year. He had a nice set in there that sold really good. Some 7-weight heifers, some light 8-weight steers that did really well, and some pretty nice drafts to them. And it was just a good day. Kind of made for an easy day. I mean, bell barn owners aren't typically used to easy days in October, but we're in the right market. It's making it relatively easy to sell these cattle right now, and that's a really good thing. And I can only imagine what this thing would be like if we had pretty green wheat in the country. How good this thing would be, as good as it is without any. It just shows you how tight the numbers really are. You know, we're tight on numbers, and you know, when they're coming down from Iowa and buying our big calves and taking them back up there. And the competition for them is as good as it is, but we're not getting to sell many of them local because we don't have any pasture here. I mean, that's a testament to, you know, these numbers are tight, and, you know, these cattle are getting spread out to different parts of the country to offset the tightness that they're having in those parts of the country as well.
Well, so those ones that come out of Clarendon, those heifers, what were they? The crosses? They were they black? What were they? Out of curiosity,
he has about 90% black, and then he'll have about 10% red.
I got you.
95% black, 5-10% red. Good home raised cattle, all Angus sired. A little bit of a mixture. You know, sure, you don't have a straight set of Angus cows. He got a little bit of a mixture on his cows, but just a good operation. I mean, and he has a lot of cows. So he weans every one of them and gets them all 90 to 150 days weaned before he sends them to town. And they come in there in good condition and good health and you know, ready to go to work for somebody.
Right. Yep. That'll work good. Speaking of that, coming up November 1st, is that date right? That Friday?
That's first, correct.
Yeah, mm-hmm. November 1st, you're going to be having your special winged calf sale at Elk City.
Yes, sir. That is correct.
All right. And then get on the list. They need to get on the list now because I know I'm already on the list.
They do. Yep. I've got a nice consignment from Elk City, about 150 six, seven weight steers. I got a nice consignment from Leedy. It'll be about 50 or 60 six to eight weight nice home raised cattle. And of course, got your nice consignment coming from down there at Willow.
Yep. No, this is actually west of Elk. West of Elk.
Ah.
Yeah.
Ah.
Yep. West of Elk. So over by the dump.
So. Yep. Yep.
That don't mean the cattle are bad, though. They can smell the trash, but they, because I was, because I'm fence line weaning them, and I fed them yesterday, and I've been, I don't know, feeding them about 2 pounds a day at LNC Maxi Gain, and man, we're almost, what are we? Oh, we're exactly 30 days right now, 30 days yep. into it, and when I pull up to the gate, them suckers are running. Not yep. away, towards.
They know what that feed truck is.
Yeah, it didn't take long on those, and I heard them bawl one day, and that was it.
Yep.
And so
yep.
that fence line weaning, man, I don't know why I didn't do that back in the '80s. It has saved a lot of sickness.
Yeah.
So,
yep.
but that anyway. Yep. So, have you got anything coming up for Clinton, for Western Oklahoma, coming up next Monday yet?
Got some nice yearlings coming in from Hydro. That we've got, oh God, said he was going to bring somewhere between 20 and 40, depending on how many heifers that he got sold out of there before he brought them in. He got a bunch of guy coming in from down in Texas, going to try to buy a bunch of replacement heifers off of him. He said, depending on how many heifers he brought, he'd have some 20 to 40 long-winged home-raised yearlings that we've got coming in for Monday. And then Friday at Elk City, I've got two really nice sets of bred cows, one set of 3 and 4 year old bred cows. Will start calving in February, bred to semi-Angus bulls, and then got a set of solid black straight set of 6 year old cows, should be about 6 or 7 months bred, coming in from up there at Sealing. And then I've got a complete dispersal coming from a guy at Hobart to kind of run out of grass and run out of water, and so he's bringing his whole entire herd to town, and there'll be some really nice bred cows and pairs on that deal. They'll be kind of scattered anywhere from 4 year olds to 8 year olds, and from baby calves to heavy bred cows. Possibly some 3-in-1s on that deal, but a really nice dispersal. So we'll have another really nice cow run again, and it won't be all butcher cows. We've got a lot of really nice take home cows to put in front of some people again. So.
Oh, cool! I better tell the landlord. I was telling him Saturday morning after your sale at Elk. I said, "Yeah, they had a big set of cattle come in from up north." Well, I should have known that. Now I can tell him. Now he won't be mad at me. So he'll probably call
yep.
you and tell you to get him some.
Yeah. Well, he ought to read that Penny News or listen to your radio show or, you know, look on Facebook.
I don't want
the website once in a while.
I do not want my landlords listening to my show. Sorry. Because, hey, I'm going to tell you one of the answers that I can say on air of my question. Are you ready?
Uh-huh.
So my question for everybody was, just when a set of tickets to go over and see Ty Herndon with Jamie Curtis at Sugar Creek Casino this Thursday night, is the question is, what's the difference between a steer and a bull? This guy said the horns. So the deal's still open. I got some winners already, but anyway, if you want to win some tickets to that, text in your answer, the difference between the steer and a bull, to 580-225-9697. So we got a drought going on. We're short mm-hmm. we're short on breeding cattle, you know, and our heifer retention hasn't started. Man, what's your thoughts on that? I mean, there's only so much you can think about it, but it kind of bothers me that we're not retaining a lot. Some people are, but we're not retaining a lot of heifers. And, you know, but if you ain't got any grass or you ain't got this, you ain't got it.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And, you know, and not everybody's set up to be able to feed, you know, cattle. I mean, you know, there's some roughage and some feed supplements, what am I trying to say, some creep feeds and this, that, and the other that aren't terribly expensive right now. But you know, when you're looking at having to feed them every bite they get to eat, it's, you know, you're not set up for that. Not everybody is. It's not, you know, not a real good prospect for everybody. But, you know, those guys that are, I mean, they, you know, they could be setting up for a pretty good opportunity right now to be buying some of these, basically some of these fancier heifers and putting them on some feed. And but it's still more a lot more expensive than grass, and you know, you've got to kind of be set up to be able to do it. And I wish more people were, but you know, it's not always the best prospect, and that these heifers are not super high compared to what our market shows that they should be and what they could be coming down the pike here, regardless of whether it's feeder heifers or replacement heifers. You know, at some point in time, the retention's going to have to start. But even if it doesn't start this spring, I mean, the potential to turn these things just as feedlot-ready cattle is pretty good. So, you know, there's definitely some opportunities for some guys that are set up there to be able to take care of some cattle and feed some cattle. But it is frustrating that, you know, that it looks like it's going to have to be that way if we don't get a rain here pretty quick, you know, no wheat pasture to graze, so it's all grazing, and that's frustrating. But there is some opportunity if there are guys set up where they could take care of some. I think it could sure be a good prospect. And again, you know, I wouldn't advise anybody at all to do it completely and totally unprotected with the market with between the election and the Hezbollah Israel situation. I mean, there's a lot of unrest, a lot of uncertainty going on that you know could move the market majorly one way or the other. So, you know, if anybody did jump in there and try to take advantage of this opportunity, you know, I'd strongly encourage them to have their bottom side protected, you know, and, you know, leave it open to the top side, because this thing could move a lot either direction, you know, depending on whether it's enthusiasm or panic that happens as we go forward with some of this unrest and that's going on around the world.
Oh, yeah. It's a lot going on. So do you one more question for you before I got to let you go. The hurricanes hit Florida, Georgia, Alabama, North Carolina, Tennessee. Both of them did. Milton and Helene. Have you heard? I know I've seen one guy lost a couple hundred head down in Georgia, but have you heard? Has it hurt the cattle market over in that area really bad, or do you know?
Well, it's pretty much shut the cattle market down. You know, here for a little bit until they kind of get some recovery going and kind of get things back up and going around. There's really not a cattle market being established there. You know, once it does get established, it's probably going to push it to the upside, because, I mean, there's going to be a pretty good percentage of cattle that are not going to be recovered from this deal. And, it, you know, kind of like the fires that went across the Texas Panhandle. I mean, a lot of them guys didn't need the hay because they, you know, lost every head they had in the smoke and the flames. And same thing with that hurricane. I mean, you know, cattle are resilient. They're survivors. You know, more of them will survive than what you think. But, you know, they've got to be able to get somewhere. And that much water, that much flooding, I mean, yeah, there's sure going to be some loss. And once they get back to the point and start getting some fences restored and kind of get gathered back up and see what they've got, I mean, there'll be an upswing in the market, you know, as they go to replacing and replenishing. That's going to take some time before they get to that point.
Yes, sir. All right. Well, Mr. Hickey, thank you, as always, for coming on and talking about what's happening at your auction barns. And see you Friday if I'm not thrashing nuts.
All right.
I don't know if it was you or Dustin Deal or whoever that was, you know, but the Goober King's got to work.
The Goober King's got to work, and it is that time of year. Your time to shine, Goober King.
Hey, one of my buddies said, "You're not the Goober King." I said, "There's a difference between being the Goober King and the Peanut King." So,
anyway, don't. Well, if you do get to show up, you be sure and give that cafe gal, you be sure and greet her with all the kiss.
She had all her buddies around her the other day.
I heard from a reliable source that she enjoyed that you greeting her with a holy kiss at church. So I'm sure she's ready for that to happen again.
Yeah, because I prevented her from cussing in the house of the Lord. No. Anyway, all right, Brandon, thanks a lot and have a great day.
All right, you too.
All right, let's take a Stockman's Vet Clinic break. When we come back, more action from Today in Ag.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Harvest equipment tires need to hold up to long hours, different soil conditions, and lots of road time. Firestone Harvest tires are built to keep up. They offer better traction, less soil compaction, better fuel use, and they're puncture resistant. Blair Tire and Feed keeps a bunch of Firestone Harvest tires in stock. Their inventory is huge. And when you need infield service, they guarantee to get there. If you're stuck in the middle of nowhere, they'll find you and get you moving again. Blair Tire and Feed at Highway 283 and 19 in Blair, Oklahoma.
XIT Auctions will be selling 335 acres of Greer County land Wednesday, October the 16th at Great Plains Bank in Mangum, Oklahoma. For all the details, go to XITauctions.com or call me, Aubrey Latham, 393-4440. 260-acre tracks with new steel fences, rural water, and much more, and a small 12-acre track with a good steel lock fence. 393-4440 or XITauctions.com. XIT Auctions, ready to work for you.
Usually the victim is doubled over with abdominal pain. But not this time. This time was a little different. The poor guy couldn't stop throwing up. It was Wednesday night, and it got so bad he went to the ER. Turns out he had kidney stones. On Thursday, he saw Aaron Doherty at Urology Associates, Western Oklahoma. On Friday, Dr. Cole Wooten performed surgery. And just like that, the suffering stopped. Nearly one out of every nine adults will go through the pain of having kidney stones. It's a miserable condition to suffer through. If it happens to you, it's not a statistic, it's a painful fact. You want prompt assessment and prompt treatment. That's what Dr. Cole Wooten and urological nurse practitioners Tracy Lane and Aaron Doherty provide. On Facebook, search Urology Associates Western Oklahoma. The office is in Elk City at 522 North Main. When you're suffering, you want relief sooner, not later.
Sugar Creek Casino is hosting its first ever Country Fried Oktoberfest, October 16th through 19th, featuring outdoor amusement rides, carnival foods, carnival games, and live indoor concerts from Ty Herndon and Jamie O'Neill, October 17th, Kenny Fiedler and the Cowboy Killers, Trenton Fletcher and Gannon Fremen, and CC Rev, October 18th, and Tracy Byrd with Casey Chestnut, October 19th. Get your tickets by phone, Players Club, or online at sugarcreekcasino.com.
Hey, what are you doing up on the step stool?
About to clean these light fixtures. The whole family's coming over, and if there's even a speck of dust in the house, my abuela will find it.
Here, I got a Swiffer duster to help with that.
A Swiffer what?
A Swiffer duster. It has this cool extendable handle that reaches 6 feet to get high and low, with fluffy dusters that easily trap and lock dust.
So, no more step stool?
No more step stool.
Easily trap and lock dust from hard-to-reach places with the Swiffer duster. Love it or your money back.
Anything you can get out and about and do in the public to keep yourself out there, seeing what's going on, and you're knowledgeable about what's going on. You have customers come in wanting to do something, open a business or whatnot. It might be nice to have a little insight on your side. They have business plans. It's probably rare to find a business plan that has every little in and out thought out. So if you know what's going on around town, there may be something you could share with them that might either alter their plan, make their plan a different direction, speed it up, slow it down.
I'm Utah Robinson, and I help make the difference. First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Oh, you guys are so funny with your answers. You're really good at answering questions, but you're all polite. This is my favorite. So the question is, and I still got a couple sets left if anybody wants them. It's for Thursday night at Sugar Creek Casino with Ty Herndon, with Jamie O'Neill. be really cool. I think I said Jamie Curtis a while ago, but Jamie O'Neill. Anyway, I got a couple sets left. Text in your answer with your name. If you want tickets, if you just want to play, no name, please. Anyway, Mounds and Almond Joy. The question is, what's the difference between a steer and a bull? There you have it. All right, let's check out some weather up and slap out. I got to do a quick segment here and get back and break. Today is Hay Day Tuesday. I didn't have anybody text in yet. Nobody's selling hay. But anyway, if you want to sell some hay, text in to 580-225-9697. What type of hay? How much? Square bales, big bales, by the ton, however you want to sell it, if it's tested or not, and where's it at, and can you load it? Anyway, 580-225-9697. Slap out, 69 degrees, dew point 36, humidity's 30%, northeast winds at 17 miles an hour, 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 72 degrees, sunset at 7:05, breezy and 68 today, tonight, clear, low around 32, with northeast to southeast winds switching. And if that wind keeps blowing, it'll be good. The freeze won't hurt as much, but if it stops for a couple hours, we're messed up. Sunny, 64 degrees tomorrow, with light winds out of the southeast to south. That's your ag weather forecast for Slap Out America. Okay, let's see here quickly on the USDA's crop production report for October showed the production of alfalfa and alfalfa mixed hay was up 8% from last year at 53.9 million tons. Projections for acres harvested saw a marginal drop from last year, but expected average yields shot up 8% to 3.45 tons per acre. Note that final numbers won't be available till January. Also, all hay production other than alfalfa was pegged at 72.9 million tons, which was almost 6% higher than last year's estimate. Greater yields per acre is likely to explain the trend as well. Total alfalfa exports fell to 157,353 metric tons in August, dropping 5% month over month, according to the USDA's Foreign Agriculture Service. Alfalfa hay exports to China dropped significantly from 81,493 metric tons, in July to 55,547 metric tons in August. The decline was far from offset by small grains in the second and third largest alfalfa hay exports markets, Saudi Arabia and Japan. All hay exports, U.S. hay exports for August totaled 247,000 metric tons, which was 1% greater than exports in July, but 12% lower year over year. Now, hay market just ain't looking good right now, but it starts getting cold. People figure out they're a little short. Things might change up a little bit here. All right, let's go ahead and take a Stockman's Vet Clinic break. I'll be right back to finish the show up right after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, cotton farmers, are you walking in high cotton? High cotton. It's easier than you think. Have your cotton ginned fast and efficiently at Western Planters Cotton Gin in Hobart, Oklahoma. Bet you didn't know they have the largest gin in the state and the connections to get top dollar on your investment. They're located at the corner of Highway 9 and Highway 183, just north of Hobart. Be sure and check them out online. WesternPlantersCottonGin.com.
Hey, farmers and ranchers, it's time to make your life easier with an easy haul hay trailer from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma. These trailers are designed to haul multiple hay bales as quickly and efficiently as possible, keeping more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time and make your life easier. What a deal! See all they have to offer at EverettWelding.com. Be sure and check out their ads in the Penny News.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling. Someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with. And people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You got to go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
When it comes time to put your hard-earned money toward a new vehicle, count on Lipscomb Dealerships to give you a better value and car buying experience with friendly, no-pressure sales and quality service backed by a half century of experience. Save more in the country at our seven dealerships across Texoma with over 1,000 Chevy, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Ford vehicles, plus KTMs and Can-Ams, always on sale at LipscombDealerships.com. Good people, great deals, and family-owned since 1979.
This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, October 14th. 1,705 head were sold, 21 head of steers at 526 brought 319, 14 at 606 brought 263, 4 at 670 brought 218, 11 at 737 brought 218.50, 7 at 769 brought 251, 9 at 830 brought 244.50, 15 at 860 brought 227.50, 3 head of heifers at 443 brought 276, 8 at 490 brought 244, 13 at 537 brought 231, 5 at 551 brought 237, 53 at 726 brought 241.50, 17 at 763 brought 237.50, butcher cows were 35 to 142, butcher bulls brought 120 to 155, bred cows were 1600 to 1800. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction sale every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey, 580-497-6095.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Let's check out some ag weather in southwestern Oklahoma, brought to you by the Hobart Farm and Garden. It is hunt season. Go down there. I'm telling you guys, if you've never been to the Hobart Farm and Garden Gun Center in the back, where they got a lot of good boots too. They got some really nice guns. And just like Cotton King said the other day on the radio, Mr. Joe Bob, we'll deal with you. And I said it politically correct. He didn't. But anyway, he will deal with you on them guns and stuff back here. Anyway, they got lots of ammunition, lots of flashlights. They're my favorite. That's what I've been using in the peanut field all year. And it just, anyway, it's a good place. And they got everything else. They got all kinds of cattle equipment, stuff in a hardware store. They got it going on. Lots of feed, too. So go check them out one of these days when you can. Hollis, Oklahoma, 91 degrees. Feels like 87. Dew point 41. Humidity 18%. The winds are out of the northwest at 8 miles an hour. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil. Temperature 76. Sunset at 7:05, 89 and breezy today. Winds up going to start gusting up here pretty good, about 24. Tonight, breezy, 41 degrees. Northeast winds 10 to 25. Tomorrow, a little nicer, a little cooler, about 23 degrees cooler. 66 for a high and sunny with northeast to southeast winds 8 to 10 miles an hour. All right, I got to share this answer to my question. where'd it go? See, I'm not sharing that one. There's a lot of you people trying to be politically correct, but this one was really good. So my question for tickets to the Sugar Creek Casino this Thursday night to see Ty Herndon and Jamie O'Neill was, what's the difference between a steer and a bull? This guy goes, sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you ain't got them. Same as almond joy and cattle. That's the quote of the year there. So anyway, thanks for participating in that. And all right, let's see here. Hurricane. The hurricanes down in Georgia has slashed the cotton crop down there by 20%. High winds and heavy rains from Hurricane Helene destroyed 1/5 of the cotton crop in Georgia, the second largest cotton state in the nation, said USDA's monthly crop production report. The USDA estimated that growers would harvest 1.65 million bales of cotton weighing 480 pounds each, down by 400,000 bales from a pre-hurricane estimate. A preliminary damage report by the University of Georgia pegged the cotton losses at $500,000 to $600,000, worth $207 to $220 million. State officials said hurricane's impact on Georgia agriculture was at $6.46 billion, with the heaviest loss in timber, pecans, and horticulture. The USDA lowered its estimate of the U.S. cotton crop to 14.2 million bales, down from 2%, or down by 2%, from a month ago due to the hurricane damage. Georgia and North Carolina accounted for much of the reduction as high winds and heavy rains plummet open bowls. So there you got it. I wanted to pass this information along with you, Unlimited Outdoor Adventures Foundation's annual barbecue, dinner, and auction will be October 19th, noon, at the First Methodist Church in Cheyenne. All proceeds go to getting kids with limiting in the outdoors. This year we have 15 families coming to hunt on donated land. Auction items: Lake Texoma striper fishing, Foss Lake bow fishing, quail hunt with lodging, champion generator, several gift bags, and much, much more. That is this Saturday, October 19th at noon. You guys have a great day. Hope you enjoyed the show today. It is Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sarah. God bless.
It's loaded with action and suspense.